Blog Talk Radio.
I'm here, baby. How you doing?
man. You know, it's another day I'm blessed to be alive, you know. Your boy.
Good to have you back.
Welcome, you know. That's why I put the song on. I'm in the wind, baby. I'm in the wind, baby.
Handle it.
Why
you sound so all just dry? Man, we live on the air, baby. Put some pep in your step. Take a Pepto-Bismol. Take a dose of ass right. Hey, Diddy.
Take a what?
Take a dose of ass right, man. We live on the air, baby. You all on it like, come on, man. Some pep in your step, baby. Hey, Diddy, what's up?
Man, you're not understanding, man. That voice wasn't for you, but okay, I got it.
Who was it for?
Let us hit on the inside joke. I know that voice for somebody. Who was it for?
Mm-hmm. Who was it for?
You putting your deep voice on K. Diddy for the ladies?
Yeah, exactly. You know
whatever.
What I'm saying? I want to hear the bass in the voice, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's another Sunday. We coming through again. Can a player play? Y'all know we come on here. We talk about life, love, relationships, or whatever the hell we feel like talking about.
That's
so
right.
That's how we get down. But this week, the topic is, what is playerology? I keep getting these emails. I keep getting these calls on my fan line about what is playerology. And, you know, especially the women, you know, y'all just kill me. Rather than ask a brother about what playerology is, y'all just assume stuff. And playerology is not all about womanizing and being a philanderer. And for you simpletons, philanderer means the same thing as womanizer out there. Playerology is a lifestyle. It's a way of thought to better yourself, actually. And if you look beyond the things that I talk about with womanizing, you'll see that playerology is actually a great self-esteem builder because it encourages you to be a thinker. You understand?
Wow.
There you go. Say that again. Can I get an amen from the congregation?
I say, yeah.
I got to give you one too, Tony, because I'm already knowing.
You know, there you go. You know what I mean? Playerology is way more than being a womanizer. Playerology, first of all, is a concept, came up with it, your boy, yours truly, right here. A concept and a way of thought that I came up with to help brothers and sisters better themselves. You understand what I'm saying? You got to keep the focus in life.
And Tony, it's not just being a womanizer. It could be a manizer, too.
Speak on it, sister. Preach.
Okay. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? So
it's not just womanizing. It's manizing, too. It's relationship-nizing. It's all of that.
There you go. You know what I mean?
Cougarism.
Cougarizing too. Whatever.
Cougarizing. Yeah, I like that terminology. Cougarizing.
Don't hate.
The cougar's definitely out there on the prowl.
Mm-hmm. You know what they say, baby. You know what they say. Just because there's snow on the roof doesn't mean there's not a fire in the furnace. Aight.
Go on and put that out there, girl. Go on and put that out there.
Better keep that in check before you get backhanded, too.
I ain't worried about getting backhanded. Somebody else might get backhanded. Don't start none. Don't be none, bruh.
You know what I mean? So that's what we're talking
about.
You know
what I mean?
I want to put it out there. I want to get, you see, I mean, the first and foremost thing about playerology, since I created it and I just put it out there for the world to interpret it, thinking people just going to catch on. First and foremost, like I said, the first category you have to deal with in playerology is opening up your mind to think. Because you have to think. A lot of people spend their entire lives not thinking. They just go through the motion. They're reactionary. Everything they do is reactionary. They react to what their mama said. They react to what their daddy said. They react to what their boyfriend, girlfriend, children, homeboy, homegirl say.
Don't forget the news.
And the news too, yeah. But you got to think on your own, though.
You know what I mean? You got, you know, Bob Marley said it best when he told you, you got to free your mind.
Yep.
You understand what I'm saying? You got to open yourself up and see what's going on around you. And it's not everything that you're in control of, because there's a greater force out there that's in control of all our destinies. You can acknowledge it or not acknowledge it. That's on you. But playology is a thinker. First and foremost, to be a part of playology, you got to be on your grown man-ish and your grown woman-ish. You understand? You got to figure out what works for you and what doesn't work for you. You got to set rules and regulations to your life, and you present yourself and say, this is who I am, baby. Take me or leave me. That's one of the first things about playology.
Think Mama like.
Oh, there you go. Mama like. Say thank you so much. Yeah, you know.
Well.
Let me put the advertisement voice on. Check us out, www.worldmovement.com. I see a couple people jumping on the show. Welcome to the show. We're glad you're here with us. It's another Sunday, and we want to thank you for taking time out of your life to join us crazy folks as we sit up on here and talk about some things.
Speak for yourself, sir. Crazy folks, speak for yourself, man.
Oh, you're the head crazy, man. What are you talking about?
Put out your own disclaimer on that one.
Well, hold on. Is this the same Vienna Soccer School-Aid dude over there talking? Which one of us come on?
Same one, boo. Same one. Okay, don't he have a lot of nerve all up and through here?
Just because your limited palate don't understand and can't appreciate the fine cuisine and the finer things in life, please.
I left my hip boots in the closet.
Yeah, we need some boots because my man getting deep up on this.
Okay. Let me drag my boots out.
The finer things in life, ain't no way in hell being a sausage can be regarded
as a we just don't want you to precipitate, to fornicate, to habitualize something that ain't actually true.
Oh, my God.
Hey, you know who you just reminded me of? Dude on his little color.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
The conjunctification or the mystification of the aligned nation leads to the disassociation of the member nation. And you're like, what did he just say?
All of that above, because I understand that absolutely, my brother.
My goodness.
You know what I mean? I see we got a couple guests in the chat room. Thank you for jumping in with us. We're here. You know what I mean? I missed y'all last week, but your boy's on the road handling some family business. You know what I mean? But I'm here. That's what we do on here. We spread the
thing,
love.
Both.
Lady Joy, yeah. How was your week, sweetheart? Please.
My week was just so great. Cool. My week was great, you know, and I'm just glad to be here because every day above ground is a good one. I thank the Lord for that. I thank the Lord for my Facebook friends, for everybody that hears my voice. You know, I just think I'm just very thankful.
Hold on. I'm kind of, you know what? I'm kind of offended, insulted even.
Why?
How come I'm not your Facebook friend?
Because of
Facebook? I'll explain that to you when we're off the air.
Yeah, do that, because we could have been Facebook friends a long time ago. I have a whole 116 Facebook friends, and I just got started. All right, then.
You remember that little yellow bus I was telling you about?
I got your yellow bus. It's parked right out there in my parking lot, bruh, with your name on it.
you remember that little yellow bus I was telling you about, man.
And you know he know.
Straight up. You know what I mean? But we all
know. Oh, I just love this on Sundays. This makes my Sunday, y'all.
Hey, man, listen to me, man. Anytime, I'm going to tell you something. I've grown. Y'all know how deeply philosophical I've become. And I tell people all the time that I've grown to appreciate the simple things. Not the finer things, but the simple things. And sometimes good company can just change your whole mood. You understand what I'm saying?
Sure can.
Sometimes when you have somebody to share some laughter with, share a good conversation with, it can just take away, even momentarily, from all that's going on around you. That's why I encourage everybody out there. That's another rule of playology. And playology, for all y'all joining in, is yours truly concept. Another rule of playology is get in line or get the hell out of it. You understand what I'm saying?
And don't be trying to cut either.
That's right. It's either we're standing together or we're not standing at all, because you can't permit anybody to shackle your feet and stop you from the pursuit of whatever it is you think yourself to be. Like my man K. Diddy, he's a blasted legend in his own mind.
Well.
And don't nobody know it but him. Wow.
And that's all that matters.
That's right.
Absolutely.
He get up and Google himself in a heartbeat.
Absolutely.
And he feels himself, too.
Of course. But you see, that's what it takes to be K. Diddy. It ain't an easy job. You think it's easy getting up every day being a world-renowned legend in your own mind?
Yeah, tell her, Tony. Tell her, because she ain't knowing.
I'm knowing, boo. I'm knowing, and I agree
she
with
ain't
you.
Knowing.
Don't nobody know it but you, but that's cute.
She ain't knowing.
We got you.
So that's another avenue of what Playology is. Open your minds up and listen to the things that I've been trying to tell y'all and go beyond my swagger. This ain't about just womanizing. This ain't about being a player and all these things. It's about more. It's about having self-esteem. It's about
exactly.
having self-confidence. It's about valuing yourself when you look in the mirror and say to yourself, you know what? I am a bad mother. Shut your mouth.
Hmm. Okay.
Playology encourages you to be the best that you can be. Be who you want to be. That's what we about over here on Can a Player Play. We come on here every week, and I get up on this pulpit. Lady Joy jumps on the pulpit. K. Diddy jumps on the pulpit. And in our own different way, we bring this flavor to let you know that life is for the living, y'all. Yesterday is yesterday. It is just a memory. Today, this very moment, is all you got. Stop
well,
worrying
about
it.
You got to move on to it, too.
Tomorrow,
you got to move on.
No. There you go. You got to keep pushing. Tomorrow ain't promised to you, so why would you engage in misery today?
Hmm.
Why would you allow somebody to come into your realm and take away from you that which you are?
Well.
Yeah.
Now, that one right there sounded a little constipated.
Woo,
that
mama
one right there, that one sounded a little constipated.
Yeah, it did.
Don't hate
a play. You got some KO Peck take for that there.
Hate the game. Hate the game. I didn't invent it. I'm just a player just like everybody else.
Okay.
Now, we got some things going on here this week. You know the folks on Twitter really love Lady Joy. They
and
really
I love them too.
You know what I mean? We're going to jump on Twitter in a minute, but we're going to jump in the chat room because my switchboard kind of tripping now, y'all, but it don't matter. We up in this piece, guest 1894. Welcome to the show. Thank you for taking time to come through and spend a little bit of time with us. But what we're going to do right here is, you know, we opened up with a world movement artist. You know, we got to give KB to his love. But right
Why?
Now, we're going to sit here. Excuse me, sir?
That wasn't me. That was Big Bird.
I got your Big Bird in my back pocket. Okay.
You know, I'm about to take a little short musical interlude right here, and we're going to do something romantic. Yeah, I feel in a romantic mood. You know what I mean? Matter of fact, hold on. Before I go, I want to give a shout-out to my pops. Rest in peace. Tomorrow your birthday, and if ain't nobody else going to give you no love, I love you, dog. I miss you.
Hey, man, today my pop's birthday, too, man, so I got to give him some, too.
Shout out to your pops because, you know what I mean? Today's my birthday, so me and your pops cool. I love you, dog. I miss you. God bless your life, man.
I'd rather come kick it with you if you want me to, little mama.
I'm leaving the club.
I'm leaving the club. And I'm wondering if you were
I'm on my way.
Oh, yeah.
I was hoping that
I remember correctly. And I'm having flashbacks of the last time we went back to your place. And I know for a fact that you want me to come back, little mama.
Trying to love somebody. That's what we on here trying to do. Ain't that right, K. Diddy?
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? I've seen 347 jump on with us. Welcome to the show. Glad you here with us. Can a player play? You know what I mean? Lady Joy, K. Diddy. Yours truly, Pretty Tony. Author of the book, Player Step Your Game Up. Author of the book, Playerology. And author of the upcoming book. I'm keeping that one secret. Hey, by the way, K. Diddy.
Yes, sir.
Did you see the cover of the book I shot to you? What do you think?
A bunch of stuff.
A bunch of stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll talk in private.
Yeah, because I thought we was going to use Joy, but okay, we'll talk in private.
What? don't you think you need to ask me first?
Thank you.
Because don't be putting my head on somebody else's naked body and stuff.
You know what I mean? All of natural airways.
We wouldn't do nothing like that.
Yeah, right. Whatever.
Nah, you know, we wouldn't do nothing like that. We your boys, you know what I mean?
Yeah, whatever.
Now, 646-929-2870. You know what I mean? It's the call-in number. You can hit the number one if you want to holler at us. And let us know what you think. Well, this week we're discussing, you know, the book Playerology, and we're discussing what exactly Playerology is because I'm trying to brighten y'all, you know, horizons for a moment and tell y'all what Playerology really is.
Some people just don't know, Tony.
No. They get caught up in the name. Don't let the cover of the book fool you. Don't let the name fool you. There's a whole lot more to the concept. You understand what I'm saying? Now, another one of the rules of Playerology, you see, I'm giving it to y'all. In the book I wrote, a woman comes into your life for addition, not subtraction. And a lot of people got hung up on that statement. What was unsaid was that a man should come into your life for addition and not subtraction. Hence, in playology, we saying you can't have nobody taken from you, man. And then you ain't getting nothing in return. That would make you a damn fool now, wouldn't it? That's what playology is about. People come into your life to better you, not take away from you, man. And if somebody's constantly taking and not adding, you know what I mean? You ain't going to be.
Cut them like a cancer, baby. Cut them like a cancer.
And that's exactly what they are. So it comes back to when you see, I'm about to show y'all, because a lot of y'all don't know your boy be on some real thinking stuff. This comes back to the analogy of a symbiotic relationship where the mutually beneficial to both organisms. You can't have a parasitic relationship where one organism or element is benefiting and the other one is just slowly dying. That's what playology is about, man. We trying to encourage people, you know what I mean, do some things for yourself. And when you got good people around you, appreciate them. That's what playology is about, appreciating that which is around you. Like right now, we appreciate Lady Joy on here because she keeps us in check, especially K. Diddy, because the boy do get out of hand. He really do. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
Yep, he needs to be knocked upside the head from time to time. And you see, Tony, you know, I love you and all of that, but, you know, you need a female perspective of it up in here because there's too much testosterone flying around. And he has to be put in check. And I love y'all.
I left that one wide open for him to drive the truck through it and be all for it.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, because, you know, it's time for you to get your little paws dirty because me and Joy be boxing every week.
Just to keep it interesting, you know. We got to keep it interesting.
Yeah, I feel like you almost be setting me up sometime.
What? It's like I said before. Opinions are like assholes. Everybody got one, okay?
Some of y'all got two.
Some got four. I don't want to see that, but it's there.
I see some more people jumping on the switchboard. Welcome to the show. If at any point you'd like to join us, press the number 1. You're more than welcome to come in. And if you like listening to us, I'm personally honored if you just called in here to listen to my voice because I'm full of myself personally. You know what I mean?
Always.
Wow.
But that's cool.
Now, K. Diddy. I know you as a positive brother, sir, and I know that you have a bigger, a broader understanding of what playology is about. To you, sir, tell the good people what playology in your mind is all about.
Well, actually,
and remember,
maybe,
it's just in his mind. Remember that.
Well, see now y'all both shooting yourself in the foot because actually it's not too many interpretations of that, and you actually hit the head on the nose, I mean, the nail on the head in your introduction. It is the basis of a lifestyle, and it has absolutely nothing to do with womanizing or male-nizing or none of that other crazy shit. You know, it's the foundation in which we need to build or to stand on in order to survive, persevere, and be successful. You know, to achieve any type of positive goals, you know, you have to learn how to live this thing, and some people classify it as a game of life, but living life, game of life, however you want to call it, the better you are at it really determines directly the level of success you have in the course of your lifetime. How about that, y'all?
Oh, sucky now.
You know what?
Is that the same K. Diddy we know?
By any sausage, do wonderful things, boo.
I'm sure. And you know they got them on sale. I saw them over there at Walmart. Like,
you
was in the can. No, it just hit me in the face when I was looking in the paper today. Vienna sausage, 50 cent. I'm like, okay, that's where he gets it from.
No, but I know what you know.
Now, another rule, I call this one of the golden rules of playology, is this: thou shalt not be broke. You know what I mean? I tell people all the time that I'm allergic to being broke.
Shit, aren't we all?
You know what I mean?
No,
some people out there
are
sneezing big time.
And there's some people out there used to that shit, Joy. Come on now.
Yeah,
there's
yep.
some people out there used to that shit.
There you go. And they've accepted, you know what I mean? Like when I hear people pass the dumb statement like, you know, this is all I'm going to be, you've already shut your doors to hope. Mm. Now, thou shall not be broke can be taken as something materialistic, but if you open your mind up just a little bit more to that statement, you understand that's a way, that's a motivational tool, because when you have motivation, you will go out and get what you need in this life, because you got to be motivated. It's like I tell people all the time, if you lock yourself in a closet and say God's going to bring you a ham sandwich, we're going to find you dead. You understand what I'm saying? You got to get out and get something for yourself so that God can put you in a position to get what you need for the ham sandwich, or get for somebody who can give you one. Because if don't nobody know you in the closet, you're going to stay in there and starve.
And it's going to be awfully dark up in there.
That's right. Thou shalt not be broke. One of the golden rules of Playology, available, www.worldmovement.com. Also on iTunes, CD Baby. Matter of fact, K. Diddy, let them know where we at, man. Let them know what we're doing out there.
Well, golly, man, see, you don't never give me no thunder. You already said worldmovement.com, iTunes, CD Baby, Rhapsody, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Borders, MTV, Target, Joe Bob's Mama's Garage over there on Westchester Street. Shit, I mean, we would prefer that y'all come get it from us directly at worldmovement.com or either CD Baby, so you can get your autographed copy from Pretty Tony himself, you know. And if you're lucky, you might get a smear from a jerk chicken bone.
Wow.
Shout out to Moms and the jerk chicken, the oxtails, and the rice and peas. You know how we
that,
do.
That,
nice
I
oxtail. That's
that
what I'm talking
I
about.
That brings to mind, which I have not got yet.
Hey,
no
Tony,
worries.
Do we have anybody in the chat room or on tweet or online that want to contribute? Bring them in, baby. Bring them in. You know I love my tweeters.
Let's see what's cracking on Twitter. I'm glad you brought it up. We got a few people on the switchboard that's just chilling, listening to us. Let's see if anybody is in the chat room with us. Guest 1976, welcome to the show. They're just listening in. They like the sound of our voices, Joy, and we appreciate that. Let me go on over to Twitter right now, see what's cracking on Twitter, and let's see if anybody wants to join us. Anybody on the switchboard, you know, hit the number one. Lady Joy loves when y'all chime in. We also enjoy the sound of your voice, too. But if you like listening to us, we do not have a problem with it.
Not
so
at all.
On Twitter. We are over here on Twitter, and I hope I don't get no bitter females, because I'm tired of y'all harassing a brother.
Hey, that's what makes it interesting. So, and why they got to be all bitter and stuff?
Well, because a lot of times bitter people say bitter things, and they see people fear what they don't understand. They just make their own assumptions.
Well, everybody,
you know
it's like
mean?
I told you, Tony, everybody's got their own opinion. Opinions are like assholes. Everybody got one. So you can't fault nobody for that, you know?
Okay,
and if it's not with what you agree, you know, don't be talking about bitter females.
Hold on. I can't even pronounce this. So I'm going to just, you know, this, I'm from Twitter. I am 33, the sister chick. Whatever, I can't even pronounce that. She says, I'm still yet to meet a player who has been good for somebody's life. Okay, you see, once again, you're limiting your scope of as to what Playology is. It is, don't just hang on to the player part of it. There is more to the concept. Of course, I'm
more to the name of player.
There you go.
It's a player of life, sister. Okay?
There you go.
Don't, let me say this, Tony. Don't get it twisted, ladies. Okay? When we say player, everybody's a player of life, no matter what you do. It's not about playing somebody because you think you are that and you can get over on somebody. It's about to be a player of life, okay, to make yourself successful, to make yourself move forward. It's not just about being a player, okay? So play on player, play on play it, okay? It's about being a player of life, enjoying yourself, making yourself successful. Don't be held back by some bullshit that somebody else got to say about whatever, okay? Just make yourself comfortable in your life because you got to live for you. You ain't got to live for nobody else. And if don't nobody else like what you're doing, they're the ones that's missing out, baby, not you. Okay, so it's not about being a player and trying to get over. It's about making it work for you.
Tell her Tiger Woods is a player of golf.
Okay.
Hold on, we got somebody trying to jump in here. 347, you on. Welcome to the show.
Yes, free to be who you be without restriction. That's what I say. Greetings to you, Pretty Tone, Lady Joy, K Diddy. This is Sweetie Love.
Hey, girl.
Hey, how you doing, Lady Joy?
Fine. How you doing?
I'm doing. You know, I'm just, you know, I'm living the player life as well.
Okay.
You know? and when Pretty Tone said what he said about, you know, the person that was tweeting and talking about, you know, the player, that means that he's not listening to words that's being given, you know, the words that are being said, you know, because clearly I heard that just because it sounds like, you know, okay, you know, yeah, this is a player playing somebody, no. It's actually telling you and talking about life and how you play the game in life, you know.
Thank you, sister. Thank you.
And as you said, you know, and as you said also, you know, each one of us are either a player or a playette, you know, and it's how you play the game, actually. It makes all the difference. And the more tools you have, the better, you know, the better you can play the game. So I definitely would go with, you know, Playology. You know, y'all need to get that book, y'all out there.
And, girlfriend, we got to get you on somebody's radio show with that voice, okay? It's soothing. They need to hear what you got to say, and I'm loving it. And I've been in the industry for a long time, and I can recognize talent when I hear it. And you got it going on, Home Sally, okay?
Well, Sweet D, go on and put it out there. Let them know your little show that be jumping off. Go on and put it out there, girl.
Okay, well, you know, I do come on Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you know, and all the rest of y'all, y'all got to figure out the other time. If you want to be a player, you got to play.
Okay. Hello, girl.
It is, you know, so you got quiet every time she calls. You know what, if you don't say nothing? Hey, Diddy, where you at?
I'm right here.
Hey, K Diddy, how are you?
What's up, Sweet D? What's up?
Well, you know, everything that's good, you know, we got to get out that closet because, you know, if we can get that ham sandwich and come to us, if we stay in there, we're going to die, like I just heard.
Okay.
You know?
You gotta go for what you want.
Go for what you know.
Absolutely. And if you don't know, you better ask somebody, right? Sure.
Okay. Because they might be able to school you on a little something.
I'm trying to tell you. Teach me something. I want to learn.
Yeah, that's something that we all want and need to do, is to learn something from each other. Because everybody's had their own education of what's happened to them in their lives, you know, and if we can share that, that's what being a player is. You know, it's not about keeping things to yourself. If you could share something that's going to enlighten somebody else's life, do that. Don't be selfish with your knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Share it. You know, because with somebody else's knowledge can help you grow. You know, so, you know, God has blessed everyone with a different kind of talent, okay? And I feel my talent is being in radio and sharing my thoughts and being able to bring a smile to somebody. And I love that. And I've been doing it for a number of years. And I'm always wanting to share my knowledge. And that's what I feel about being a player. I consider myself a player, playette, whatever you want to call it. But whatever I've been blessed with, I want to share it. That's what God gives us talents for, gives us tools to do, to be able to share, help somebody
now,
else.
Lady Joy?
Yes?
I like that. And we're going to take a quick little break, and I want y'all to ponder on what Lady Joy just said about sharing and caring and spreading the knowledge, because, you know what I mean, they say if you don't want black folks to know something, you put it in a book. That's why we're on here letting you hear our voice. Don't go nowhere. Can a player play?
When
Sunday
we come back, we're going to ask y'all for some money.
I'm out at Brooklyn, now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to the Narrow, but I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra, and since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem, all of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pull me back to that McDonald's, took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like the Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street, off-white Lexus, driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my ties. Sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. Nigga, I be spiked out, I could trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I most definitely need from. I made the Yankee hat more famous than a Yankee can. You should know I bleed blue, but I ain't a crypto. But I got a gang of niggas walking with my click though. Welcome to the melting pot. Corners will be selling rock. Africa been by the shit, home of the hip hop. Yellow cap, juicy cap, dollar cap, holla back. For foreigners, it ain't fair. They act like they forgot how to act. 8 million stories out there in the naked city. It's a pity half of y'all won't make it. Me, I got a bug special, and I got it made. If Jesus paying LeBron, I'm paying Dwayne Wade. Three dice, Zelo, three card Marley. Labor Day parade, rest in peace, Bob Marley. Statue of Liberty, long live the World Trade, long live the King, yo. I'm from the Empire State. That's blinders, a nigga step out of bounds quick. The sidelines is lined with casualties. You sip the life casually, then gradually become worse. Don't fight the apple eve, caught up in the in crowd. Now you're in style, and in the winter gets cold, in vogue with your skin out. City of sin, it's a pity on the wind. Good girls going bad, the city's filled with them. Mommy took a bus trip, now she got a bust out. Everybody ride her, just like a bus route. Hail Mary to the city, you're a virgin, and Jesus can't save you. Life starts when the church in. Came here for school, graduated to the highlight. Ball players, rap stars, addicted to the limelight. MDMA got you feeling like a champion. The city never sleeps, better slip you an ambient.
in the building, man. For sure. You understand what I'm saying? Hey, Diddy.
Yes, sir.
Man, I wanna say something right now to the. You gotta stop eating the corn chips. You gotta stop eating the corn chips, brother.
What makes you think somebody's eating corn chips? Ain't nobody eating no corn chips.
You know what? I'm sorry. I'm being disrespectful, aren't I?
Yes, sir. Because you want me to forget. You want me to forget about. I haven't got no jerk chicken, but I ain't forgotten nothing yet. So let's just keep it moving.
We're going to get around to that, brother. We're going to get around to that, brother. But you see, we're putting it out there right now about Playology, man. You know what I mean? That the concept that this show was built on is the concept of Playology. And, you know what I mean, it is free to be the best you that you can be. And that's a premise too many of us get lost on. You know, when I was a young man growing up, I spent a great deal of time being the opposite of who I truly was because my environment at the time didn't permit me to be as such. And I want to tell people out there that at some point you got to take the mask off to be free to be the best you that you can be. You know what I mean? That's what Playology is about. Whatever that, you know what I mean? Some people are just damn good criminals. That's what they came here to be. That's their talent. You know what I mean? Everybody got a talent. Whatever that talent is, we don't knock nobody's hustle. You're free to be the best you that you can be.
Well, yeah, but if you're going to be a criminal, be it somewhere else, okay? Because everybody's trying to keep their own, okay? So don't be all up in somebody's face to say I'm the best criminal because you might get a cap busting in your ass, right?
And that's that person's prerogative because you violated. So then they got to bring you back to reality and bust a cap.
Okay, and we got to bring them back to reality too. Don't be up here trying to rob some damn body because you ain't got it, okay? It's hard for a pimp out here as it is. Okay, so don't be trying to take something that you ain't worked for that somebody else has.
Joy, tell me how hard it is out here on a
pimp. It's hard out here for a pimp and a pimp stress. Okay? Yeah, I said it. And I ain't scared. I ain't scared of none of y'all. And people on Twit, whatever, you don't like it, respond. Bring it.
You are a hilarious lady. You know what I mean? But when we went off of here a moment ago, you were discussing the... You need some money. What were you talking about, K. Diddy?
No, I was just telling my good listeners that when you came back, you was going to ask them for some money because I figured they wouldn't mind donating. You know, we need about $500,000 if people just want to just send us like $5 just because.
Well, there goes our listeners.
Hey, K-City, somebody just hit me on Twitter and say it sounds like you're really eating corn chips, man.
I'm telling you, it's them crunchy-ass Vienna sausage that he's had for 50 years.
No, they're not crunchy unless, you know, you leave them out for a few days, you know. But you don't want to leave them out for a few days unless you're going to barbecue them.
Okay.
Stop your doggone eating on the damn airwaves, man. Mute yourself, brother.
Yeah, that's just rude.
Listen.
You know what I mean?
I am not eating on the airwaves. I beg your pardon. Clean them ears out.
Okay, Crunchy.
Now, we're getting back to this concept of free to be the best you that you can be. A lot of times, you know, you might tune into the show and you're like, well, they talk about that a lot. It needs to be talked about. Enough people are not talking about it. You know, the most negative programs get the most viewers. We are so busy being mired in other people's misery and ignorance that a program that would express, you'd be like, well, you know, they try to, you know, the positive. You know, we ain't going to stop shining the light. When you got the light to shine, you are a bearer of light. So, hence, that's what you came here to do, and that's what kind of play is. We coming on here to shine our light on the cockroaches and the negativity that sometimes we all let creep up in our life. So I'm going to say it again. You out there and you listening to me, and I know you're not feeling, today is one of them days and you feel a little off. You know what I mean? Your boyfriend might upset you, your girlfriend, your kids, Your finances might have upset you. Your mama, your daddy, the cat, their dog, K. Diddy. I don't know. Somebody done upset you. We here to let you know that you got to unshackle yourself from that, man. You came here to be the best person that you can be, man. And if people are in your life, it goes back to what I said prior about playology. People come into your life for addition, not subtraction, man. If all you're bringing around me is negative energy, at some point, that negative energy is going to find its way to me and be on me. Like my Jamaican folks, shout out to my Jamaican fan, they be like, that's a cross, isn't it? Hey, you can't permit forces of negativity to be around you in your realm, because then you're not going to be able to be the best you that you can be. You're going to be
but Tony,
trying to... Yes, ma'am.
Understand this too. Yeah, there's going to be some negativity brought into your life, which is a good thing, because you need to have some kind of negativity in your life. That way, when you come across it again, you can go around it, above it, up under it, or through it. You know, because if you don't have negativity coming into your life, you won't be able to recognize it to get past that. You can be stuck all up in there. Okay, so yeah, it's good to have some negativity in you because it's a learning lesson.
You're right. It's sort of like getting your vaccinations, right? If you don't get vaccinated for certain things, your body don't know how to fight it off, right?
There you go.
And if you don't fall down, you don't know how to get up.
Exactly. Exactly.
And you sure don't know how to stay up.
That's right. So you got to have some kind of negativity coming into your life, because life can be very boring if everything is going right, and you won't be able to recognize what's not good for you. Okay? And everybody's got to bump their head some kind of way in their life to be able to recognize, oh, hell no, I don't want to do that again. You know, so it's good for all of us to have some kind of negativity in your life, because you got to be able to recognize that to avoid it, you know, later on down the road. Can I get an amen from somebody?
Well.
Well. We need to pass the donation plate. So we need the folks out there, you know, be generous. You can,
and call in and let us hear you. We want to hear some other folks up and through here. Don't be scared.
We're trying to get some money here, Joy.
I'm still trying to get $5 from like 100,000 people.
So you can stop eating them damn crunchy vinyl sausages.
And we're gonna pray for some people, and we're gonna save some souls.
Okay.
So where are they gonna send a donation to, K. Diddy?
4080 Paradise Road, Las Vegas, Nevada. 89169.
Wow.
We are kind of play. We love you, and we thank you, and we bless you, and all that good stuff.
So, Tony, there's nobody else online or on Twitter? Because I want to hear from some other folks so I can get all up in that ass.
Boy, you'd like certain controversy. Dominatrix or us.
That's right.
That's all I'm saying.
And it's a capital D.
Nah, the folks on Twitter, they talking about the football games right now.
Oh.
A young lady.
They just scared.
You know what I mean? Yeah, a lot of football talk going on Twitter right now. You know what I'm saying? So I guess you ain't pissed nobody off yet, Joy. But
I've been
trying
to. Dang.
I know you have, sweetheart. You have definitely put some time into it. I see some more folks in the chat room just listening to us. Nobody's really typing, but they're on there listening to us. Welcome to the show. We are glad to have you. This week we're discussing playology. This week we're discussing love, life, and the betterment of self. You know what I mean? A lot of our shows are themed to these things, because these are things that I feel we need to talk about constantly, because we all need to be reminded, like my man said, a lot of times when we fall, a lot of us just lay there. Oh, I've fallen and I can't get up. I've fallen. And
that's when people step over your ass and keep it moving.
There you go. You know what I mean? And your call is falling on deaf ears. You got to find a way to prop yourself up in this life, man. You don't have a choice. You don't fall seven times. You got to rise eight. You dig? Can a player play? We hit every Sunday, 2:30. We talk about all these things, and we love y'all. Straight up, 347, the 702s, the 213s, all that, the 714 that was listening to us every week but never said anything. We love you. Because you tune in, you fade in and out of us, but we still love you.
And we want to hear from you. Don't be scared. You know, I don't bite.
Yeah,
I might
nice,
pinch
girl.
A little bit,
nice.
But I don't bite.
Be nice, Lord. Maybe the good folks will talk if you're nice. You know what I'm saying? And
what that's what I said.
You know, they say music soothes the soul, the wild beast, all that good stuff. We'll be right back. if your love won't hurt me, why the hell am I walking away? That's all I'm saying. There has to be some kind of hurt for a brother to be trying to walk away. No, I'm just playing. Let me stop. I'm sounding like K. Diddy right now. K. Dizzle. K. Diddy, where you at, brother? Can't hear you. You know what I mean?
And he's feeling himself on... And he feeling himself on top of it.
Hello? You did? Man, what happened to you, brother?
Wow, I don't know, man. I was feeling shocked. I was trying to find out whose music was that. It didn't sound like World Movement, and I know one of our sponsors is going to go through the roof because they're not hearing that music enough. But okay.
That was Brownstone.
You know what? I'm going to respond to that in a moment, but there's... A phone number got their hand up. 813, you on with us. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's Passion, and you know I had to make my presence known to you guys.
Hey.
This one. Hey, babe. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. I just wanted to make a comment about what you guys are talking about as far as playerology and people that don't understand. To me, it's like a mixologist, someone that mixes a little bit of everything into, whether it's a drink, music, or whatever, to get that right effect that you're looking for. And that's how I see playerology. It's how you know, knowing what it is you're trying to achieve and making the right moves at the right time and seizing the right opportunities to get to where you're trying to get to.
That's what I'm talking about. Go on, girl. Tell them. They ain't knowing.
And you know what I find more amazing than anything? We have so many people out there that really just don't know what they don't know.
You can't know what you don't know.
And you know what? Don't let the title of the show, Can a Player Play, fool you. It's like we said before. It's not about playing someone. It's not about being a player or a playette. In actuality, it is. It's about being a player or a playette in life, making it work for you. And if you could reach out to somebody else, like all of us, when we do this show every Sunday, if we could reach out and help someone to move their life along or better it, you know, or give them some kind of knowledge, that's what we do. You know, so don't let the title of Can a Player Play fool you. It's not about being a pimp, you know, although it is hard out here for a pimp and a pimpstress, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about life, period. And if you're a pimpstress, if you're a pimp, you know, if you're a dominatrix or whatever you call yourself in your life, you know, it's hard out here for all of us. And we try to soften the blow with our opinions, you know, we try to lighten the load with our comedy, you know, or our input. And if it helps, that makes it even better. And that's why we ask people to call in. Don't be scared. You know, yeah, I might say something you don't like, and I do that on purpose to get you to speak up, okay, and put in your two cents. And that's what we're about right here on. That's right. That's what we're about here on. Can a player play? Now, if you don't consider yourself a player or you can't keep up, see ya. Don't want to be ya. Yeah, I said it. Mm-hmm, and I ain't scared of none of y'all. Okay? That's right. I said it, and I meant it, and I ain't scared of none of y'all. So bring it, bruh.
My sister said, if the water's too deep, get out of it.
If it's too hot in the kitchen, get your monkey ass out, okay?
This is what we do. This is
That's
how
right.
we get down. You know what I mean? Now, who was that? Passion or loyalty?
It's passion.
Passion. Passion. Passion, passion. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you, Tony?
Well, I'm wonderful. I am so wonderful. You've been supporting us since the get-go, and we love it. Even when we say some things to rile you up sometimes, you still roll with us, and we appreciate that. You know
Well, first of all, you've never riled me up. I enjoy the show. You give me a challenge. And I'm like you guys. I'm challenging all the other listeners to step their game up and come on and, you know, join this platform. I think it's a great format for learning, sharing, and I just have a good time every time I'm on. That's why I keep coming back.
That's right. Put your two cents in. Don't be scared. If you don't like something that we said and which we do on purpose, speak up, okay, or forever hold your monkey-ass peace, okay?
There you go. There you go. You know what I mean? And I want to say something, though, Joy. I noticed how you kind of just slid the dominatrix up in there all quietly. I thought Phil Diddy was going to get all over that one, but I don't know what's wrong with him because normally he would have just been all over that.
I told you what it was. He over there eating them damn old-ass crunchy vienna sausages. That's what that noise you hear.
I told you the only way to get crunchy is you leave them out 5 or 6 days, and then they ain't no good but to barbecue.
That's what you did.
And, you know, and our sponsor, now back to you, K. Diddy, about our sponsor, you ain't, you know, they ain't heard no World Movement Records. You just really full of yourself, aren't you?
Who, me?
He started the show off with a World Movement artist, sir. But, you know what I mean? Since you are a representative of, you know, the World Movement, matter of fact, you're the CEO.
See, there he go. There he go with that crunchy shit.
What you saying? Silly. Everybody got no crunchy shit. What you talking about? That sham pickle you drinking, that's what that is.
Don't hate, boo. Don't hate. I got you.
Hold me a glass of that.
You got to find, I'm going to find something right here that kind of fit. You know what? This should really suit you, K. Diddy, because, you know, you think you number one anyway. And we
hey.
Yeah, I'm back. K. Diddy.
Yes, sir.
Did that bring you joy, sir? World Movement artist J.O. coming through, letting everybody know you are the one, you know what I mean? We got them hot tracks for you over.
That's what I'm talking about. Give some home love.
You know what I mean? Tell the good folks that, man, that we're on World Movement Records. You can download them now off. You can download them off the website, www.worldmovement.com. You can go to www. We're on iTunes now, right?
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? CD Baby. You know what I mean? We're trying to do some things here. We're trying to do some things. 2010, we're making big moves, you know what I mean?
Moving on up to the west side.
You know, Playology, the movie is in the works, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I think I was trying to figure out the part we gonna cast joy in.
Say what?
I ain't even gonna touch that.
See there? What did he say? I have people in the room. I didn't hear that. What did he say?
Oh, it was nothing but love, sweetheart. It was nothing but love.
Okay. Now, let me have to break out the whip on your ass, okay? Because you know I will. And you know you like it.
What part you want to play in the movie, Joy?
What movie?
See, she wasn't even paying attention.
I had people that came into the room and broke my concentration. I'm sorry. Because, you know, I'd have been all up in that, okay? Now, what was said?
He wanted to know what role you want to play in the upcoming movie, Playology, you know what I mean?
Oh, the lead, baby. The pimpstress, of course.
Oh, okay.
The pimpstress and the dominatrix. I got all of that in one, okay? And Miss Diva on top of all of that.
See.
But you got a problem with it? You spurred?
See, we had you playing this radio air personality, had this bomb-ass show. But in the evening, you ran.
Oh yeah, I can do that too.
and in the evening, you ran this brothel, but you got busted because you know you was handling all gay guys, and the police commissioner's son was in there.
Oh, okay, whatever. Okay, I can do all of that and then some. What?
Cleopatra Joy. That was your name, Cleopatra Joy. Can you?
That's right. I like that. Cleopatra Joy.
Hey, well, we down for the last 2 minutes of the show. You know what I mean? We've been on here entertaining y'all. A lot of y'all just chose to listen to us. And that's cool. We love y'all. Come back. We're here every Sunday. So what we're going to do is a normal round of stuff. You know what I mean? Lady Joy, first and foremost, being a lady on the show. Tell the good folks where they can reach out and touch you at.
You can reach out. I might not want you to touch me, but you can reach out on Facebook, okay? And also, you can pick up the radio show on power88lv.com. And I'm on there around the clock. I can't give you an exact date because I'm all over the place, okay? And I love to hear from y'all. Facebook, baby, Facebook me. You know, I've been on there for just a few months. I got a few hundred friends, and I'm always loving to hear from people.
What name?
Huh? Joy LaShawn, LaShawn. Huh?
Well, Joy LaShawn. I'll say J-O-I or J-O-Y.
J-O-Y, LaShawn on Facebook. Facebook me. You know, I love to be friends with my Facebook folks. And
Joy, say Facebook me.
Yeah, Facebook me. Take that any way you want to, all right?
That one is wide open, but I ain't going to touch it. And
okay, don't touch it. Don't be scared. Don't be scared.
Man, the myth, the legend. I should have a round of applause for you. Hold on, dog.
Find it.
That ego of yours, you know what I mean? Hold on. Here it go, right here.
sounds like that crunchy stuff he was doing a minute ago.
Thank you. I am so glad to join you good people today. You know, I just flew in from my cattle ranch in Montana, and, you know, it's such a pleasure of always joining you guys on the show, you know, because
whatever.
We don't have crazy female talk show hosts, you know, in the country that I come from, you know, out there in the cattle country and everything.
Yeah, you and the cattle. We won't get into that. Okay, that's another show.
That was wide open.
Anyway.
Just like him and the sheep, okay, but that's another story too.
Yeah, we're going to have a whole show on that one because we're going to really have to tell some tales here for Christmas, you know what I'm saying? For the holiday, we're going to have all you listeners going because we're going to have to expose some things. Anyway, y'all can always get at me at worldmovement.com. That's the home place. You know, you can Google it, dial it, 323-957-7322. Get your copy of the book. Play a Step Your Game Up, Playology, get your autographed copy. You also can download it at the same place. You can get it however you want to get it. Just make sure you get it. We're going to make it easy for you.
Right on. And, of course, you know what I mean, your boy, yours truly, you know what I mean, you can ride with me on Twitter, Selassie Son, SELASSIESON. Holla at your boy on Twitter. Come check me out, you know what I mean, on worldmovement.com. I like your boy. We out here trying to do some positive things, and we're trying to share our light with the world. Every Sunday we come through here. Shout out, you know, to my little sis, Lumsy. I know you're checking me out of the West Palm Beach area. What up, Lumsy? You know what I mean? Sister Kells, you know, all the fam bam, everybody that took time to join us in the chat room. On Twitter, you know, the folks that, you know, come in and out. And to whoever this 714 number is, you listen to us every week, man. We appreciate you. You don't say nothing, but you hear every Sunday. So I'm going to take it any way I can get it because you're showing love. You know what I mean? Come back next week, man. We ride. And I don't know how, you know, the other day I took y'all out on some old school stuff, and I mean everybody stayed on the line. Till the last word was in the song.
That's right. That's how we do it. Early Sunday.
I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to take about with this week. But I don't know. How we going to go up out of here? We're going to do it like a little something like this.
A little something like this here?
Right here.
Or maybe your mother and father and too late to turn back now.
Get your money, get your money.
Bust the bus.
Get your money, get your money.
Top five.
Get your money, get
your money. Hey, I'm about to activate a Wonder Twin power on that. He paints.
Yeah, you should already know when I'm walking the door that it ain't no use in frontin' on me. I'm a hustle, I'ma do my thing. You already know what it's gon' be.
Day. Come through and get it jumping, throwing money away. It don't matter if you're hustling a bundle of you, or you got a 9 to 5, let the champagne spray. Boo, click a little dumb or Jouette Rosé. Two chicks on my arm when I step, okay. Gillette razor sharp, you know the boy don't play. DC 10, drop me down at Sandro Pay. Yeah,
let the money machine roll on. We've been eating.